And I've wanted to have Betty on the show for a while because Betty just joined the company in November. So before we talk about promotions or before we talk about business, I think the world would like to know a little bit more about you, Betty. And so my question to you is, you know, like, what are you passionate about? What do you like to do in your free time? And if you could be anywhere in the world, where would you be right now?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, Lucy, like I said earlier, thank you so much for having me. And it's been such a joy to have been to be here at Jeunesse for the last almost 3 months. And I, you know, when it comes to the first question, what am I passionate about? You know, I was thinking about this as you're asking me, and I think what comes to mind is I just love, love, love when I can look back and say, we did some really good work. I love projects. I love being in a place, an environment in which ideas are welcome, and you have the chance to innovate and disrupt and just do some really good work. And my blood just boils when I have that opportunity. I feel adrenaline. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. So that gets me really excited, and I am really passionate about that. You know, I like to just start my days with what's the purpose, what's the objective today. And so I would say that is probably what I am the most passionate about. And I have the opportunity to do that here at Jeunesse, which is really, really great. And your second question was, what do I do in my free time, right? I don't know if I'll call it free time per se, but outside of just my, you know, work day to day, I love to work out. And I like all things health. It's a topic that I'm very passionate about, which, you know, when I was, first taking a look at Jeunesse, we have products that allow us to, you know, live our best lives from a health perspective, inside out concept holistically. And, you know, I love to work out. So I do that typically either in the mornings or I do that at night, but I try to fit it in, you know, whenever possible, which, you know, I try to make sure it's at least 4 times a week. So yeah, that's what I do on my free time per se, Lucy.
And if you could be anywhere in the world, where would you want to be right now?
Well, oh gosh, you know, the world is so beautiful, right? Yeah. I mean, I just love experiencing cultures and people and food. I'm a huge foodie. I mean, I love to eat. But if I had to pick one place right now after the crazy, you know, year that we've all experienced, probably Puerto Rico. yeah, I really like Puerto Rico, you know.
Shout out to all our Puerto Ricans.
Yes, to all of our Puerto Rican family. Yeah, I probably want to be in Puerto Rico. I just, you know what it is, Lucy? I always feel every time I step off the plane, I hear salsa and like, yeah, I just want to start moving, you know, and the mofongos and the food, it's so good. And, you know, the water, it's so beautiful. And then you can go to, you know, it's just so diverse, right? Yeah. And so I probably Puerto Rico, you know, but I also like Asia a lot too. Gosh, the world is so beautiful, but we'll stick with Puerto Rico for right now.
Okay. Well, I think the Puerto Ricans would really like to hear that. And I think that's a great shout out. It is. And that mofongo, oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
I love food
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely.
So now coming back to business, though, I think most of your free time, you are actually working the business and you really love that as well. But you're actually very young, and yet you have an amazing amount of experience. So, you know, what can you bring to Jeunesse? What is your hope and what is your goals? And I really want the people to know how valuable you are and what you can bring to them too.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I have a little bit over 3 decades on my life. I won't say the exact number just yet, but I'm sure you can figure it out. But yeah, you know, I actually got started in this industry when I was almost 18 years old. I was still 17. And, you know, I got a phone call from a friend, really warm acquaintance. I had met him years and years ago, and he introduced me to this industry. And, you know, at the time I had no idea what I was signing up for. But I was on my way to college, and I'm sure, you know, we can all look back to when we were about to start college. We have a very small budget. And when I heard the word, hey, there's an opportunity, I said, yeah, I will be there. And it's all about timing. It was just the right place, right time. You know, and so I got started, and it was a crazy roller coaster. I mean, I remember the frustrations of trying to sponsor my very first distributor. I was no superstar out of the gates by any means. And there were many times when I almost quit. And, you know, I had some really great people along the way, really great mentors that just reminded me why I had gotten started, you know, that bigger picture beyond, you know, not just eating top ramen during college, right? You know, I'm very close to my family. My mom was a big part of my life, still is. She passed away in 2018. Yeah. But, you know, this industry just allowed me to think big and, you know, do some pretty awesome things. And so I got started as a distributor, Lucy, like I said, pretty early on. And then over the course of time, I had a very incredible opportunity to start a company. And I co-founded a company that is still around today. I'm very proud of that work. But when it came to, you know, Jeunesse 10 years later into my career, you know, I just saw an incredible opportunity with what we have here.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, Jeunesse has broken records, done over $8 billion in total sales. I mean, Lucy, that number is insane. I mean, it's huge. I always think that, hey, you can have a good sales and marketing plan and do, you know, $1 million in sales or a few million, let's just say.
That's right.
But to go out and do $1 billion, you know, you've got something absolutely real, something absolutely true. But then to go out there and do $2 billion and $3 billion, all the way up to $8 billion. Now we've got something that is, you don't see really ever, you know, and especially at the rate that Jeunesse grew. And so when I had the opportunity to be a part of this family, I was just, you know, I'm like, this is incredible. This is that next step for me to learn and to, you know, bring my experience both from being a distributor, which, you know, I was for nearly 3 years, and then to being on the corporate side, starting a company and going through every department. I mean, obviously, whenever you're starting something new, especially a new business, you get to touch just about every department.
That's right.
And, you know, and so I, you know, in terms of what I can bring to Jeunesse, you know, what I've seen over the course of the last 13 years of my career is that it's all about having a cohesive team. If you can be part of a team of that is comprised of independent individuals, meaning people that, you know, they just go and they get it done, but at the same time, can work and value to be part of an interdependent team. That's a whole nother level, you know. That's Stephen Covey, and I recommend that book, you know, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And he talks about how most times in life, we think that maturity, the ultimate level of maturity, is to become independent. But he says, no, it's about being interdependent, being an independent person, yet being able to work interdependently. And so, you know, I think I've been so blessed to have the experience that I have. We all have our own path. You know, for me, it was being a distributor and then being on the corporate side. And, you know, I've had to learn to work interdependently while being an independent person. And, you know, when I look at a team, that's what I want. I want a team of people that, you know, I can trust them to get it done, but know how to work together as a team. And so I think because that's my mindset and I value that so tremendously, Lucy, I think that's what I can bring to Jeunesse. You know, I'm a person who is here, who is ready to work, who wants to be part of a winning team, who wants to disrupt, who wants to innovate, you know, and I can relate. I know what it's like to be a distributor.
Right.
I know what it's like to pay my bills from being a distributor, you know, and seeing all ends of it. So I'm just, you know, one person of this incredible family, and I just want to be a valuable person of this incredible family, and I'm honored to do so.
Well, I think what you bring to the company really, really strongly is it's all about leading by example. And when you have that type of attitude and you watch Betty, when somebody's giving her like five things to do at one time, she's okay, okay, okay. And I don't see, like, I'm a little bit more dramatic, I think. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is this? And you're just like, okay, okay. And I just love that. So it's a great example for all of us. But that drives us back to, you and I were talking about some of the fundamentals that you need, and we run these cash promotions, run to Ruby, what we're running right now, but we're going to be planning on running a lot more. And so how important are promotions? Right now, you are responsible for all of the United States and Canada and all the some of the e-commerce countries that also fall under your wings as well. So can you talk a little bit about cash promotions, the people who should be taking advantage of these and how important they are?
Absolutely. And I'll start with the last part of your question, which is who should be taking advantage of them? And that is everybody. That is, if you are brand new, you should be taking advantage of it. If you've been, you know, if you're a Sapphire, Jade, wherever you're at, in let's say the middle plan, you should definitely be taking advantage of it. And if you're a Diamond or higher, you should also be taking advantage of it. And I'll tell you why. The reason is, you know, the company is very strategic. We do not do anything haphazardly. Right. We don't just say, hey, you know what? Let's just run promotion today. Let's just see what happens, you know? Absolutely not. We look at the data. We look at what's been working. We look at what behavior we want to see. And what we know is that compensation drives behavior, right? Let's just be honest. It is the way it is, right? If you see $100 on the table, let's just say, for doing X activity, then people are going to say, hey, I should probably go do X activity and go get that, let's say, $100. And so with that, you know, the company, what we do is we say, okay, what behavior do we want our distributors to go and, you know, enact? And so let's put a promotion around that. And ultimately, what is so great, Lucy, is that, you know, for you, my friend watching this, you and I, yeah, Wendy, Randy, Scott, everybody, we have the same agenda. We want you to be the next superstar. We want you to be that next person that just, you know, disrupts the nest, and you're that shining story. And so therefore, you want a successful business. And what we want so badly is for you to have that successful business in ways that you haven't even thought of, right? And so we design promotions, such as the cash promotions, like we're talking about, like Run to Ruby. And we say, okay, let's design a promotion that is going to not just give you the bonus, which is nice, but that is ultimately going to leave you with the business that you want, that will continue to drive the success so that you are that next story, you are that next diamond. And so this is why cash promotions are so important. Just know, we have strategically designed this promotion to help you be that next superstar, but most importantly, to help you live the life that you want, which is, I'm sure, one of the main reasons why you signed up in Jeunesse. And so everybody should be, you know, doing this promotion. If the company puts it in place, just know it's for a reason. And, you know, if you're at those higher levels, it's all about leading by example.
Yeah.
Whatever you do and however fast you go or whatever the case is, your team will follow. And so, you know, we should all be running for these promotions.
I think so true. And I think that's a really great segue right now, because you and I obviously are corporate, so we don't actually participate in these bonuses. We design them and we see the data, just like Betty was saying, behind the scenes. However, we have on with us from Hungary, one of our diamonds, Roland Kegi, who uses these promotions to help drive his business. He also has earned some of them himself. So let's hear from somebody who's really been there and done it. And Roland, first of all, thank you so much. I hope that you and your family are nice, safe, at home. And please share with us anything that you think can help the world of Jeunesse understand the power behind these promotions.
Yes, Lucy and Betty, thank you very much. And first of all, it's a great honor to be here today with you guys. And I mean, especially in these days, what we are living in, a crazy world, there's no better motivation for people to start the business than to make money. And let's make a couple of things clear. First of all, before I started Jeunesse, I did about 1 month research before I signed my contract with the company, because I really wanted to know that the people who have already achieved great things with the company, how did they do it? And what I found out, that there are like three or four very important pillars in the company, very important strategic points that if you follow, then you're going to be successful. And one of these points were the promotions. And I can tell you now, being 5 years with the company, actually it was my fifth birthday in January with Jeunesse, I can tell you that there is no other company on the planet that is so strong with extra bonus promotions. And by saying this, I can tell you that when a brand new person starts the business with Jeunesse, the first main income source would be the extra promotion money. Because, you know, to get to the point when the person starts to make money from the normal compensation plan, start to cycling, start to make matching bonuses, obviously it takes time. So if someone starts the business, the main, most important goal is to jump into the promotions. And the good news is that constantly the company is launching promotions. So for example, as Betty says, it's not just for a brand new people, but the people who have already in the business and they already have certain ranks, they have a chance to re-qualify or even go to the next rank and get to the next level. Now, maybe we think that, you know, that when you start a network marketing business, then there are some rumors that people, you know, become millionaires immediately in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month of period of time. People make a lot of money. Yes, there are some people who make it, but the majority of the people need to get the momentum and need to start to start the process and need to start to make money. So it doesn't matter if you who watch this this event, who you are watching, you just started a business and your first goal is to become executive, or you're already in a business and you go for jade or pearl or any type of sapphires or even up to the ruby. It doesn't matter where you are. The most important thing that you need to go first and get the bonus and get the money. Why? Because leading by example, and once your team is going to see that you'll be able to achieve it, then obviously they will believe that it's possible. So what I would like to suggest to people to understand that once you step on the road to qualify for all these bonuses, that would automatically help your normal compensation plan to start to grow and start to help you to pay basically the money what you're looking for. So I think it's very, very important, and I really see that many companies are struggle because they don't have this type of extra support. And here in Jeunesse, in my opinion, this is one of the most important thing. If you go to our Facebook group with my team, for example, in Hungary or any kind of any countries here in Europe, and if you just scroll down the page on those groups, then I promise you, you would spend hours when you don't see nothing but the promotions. Somebody hit $75, the other person $300, the other one $3,000, $6,000, depending on what promotion we're speaking about. And that shows that the people take it seriously. But the last thing I would like to comment on this, that it's really start with you, okay? Because people who join the business, they have no idea how to do it. They join because they like the products, because they like the concept, they like you. But you gotta be the person who hold these people's hand and help them to get from point A to point B, because they will trust you. And once you help them to make money, obviously they will stay in the game. And this is what they're exactly going to duplicate with their teams.
That's so great, Roland. That is absolutely fantastic. I mean, you gave so much advice and wisdom in those minutes that you spoke. It's clear to see the success that you've had. And first of all, congratulations. Congratulations on the success that you've had. And I know behind the title that you hold, there's many people, I'm sure, along the way that you've helped. And so, you know, I have one question for you that I would, you know, love to hear your perspective. And it's really for the audience. I'm sure, you know, Roland, there's people today right now, they're saying, okay, it's February 1st and January went by, Run to Ruby started in January, and I'm nowhere close to my goal, right? I don't know that I could hit Jade or Sapphire or Ruby, right? But they see the bonus on the table. They see the promotion is in place. What advice would you give to our fellow Jeunesse members that might just not feel like the promotion is within their reach? You know, obviously you have a ton of experience having reached promotions and also helping people reach promotions. So maybe share with us what you would say, and maybe a tip that they can run with and start enacting right away to start, you know, earning those bonuses.
Sure, absolutely. And thank you for the question. I think it's a really important point what you just stated. Yes, there are many people who think this way. And I think the biggest mistake these people make that they put the bar too high. So, for example, if someone has any type of rank, let's say executive, and the person wants to become a Ruby by the end of the month, obviously it's not so realistic. So if they don't put realistic goals, then definitely this could discourage the people and demotivate the people. So definitely we have to dream big. We have to think big, because that's very important. But at the same time, we have to go step by step. Now, how do we do this? First of all, we keep things very simple. What do I mean by this? What is the main structure in Jeunesse? And let me tell you a story quickly. Before I came to the business, I spoke to someone who was already a diamond. And the person told me, Roland, you know what is the difference between you and a diamond in Jeunesse? And I said, no, what is it? He said, nothing but the number of executives. He said, when you just start the business, you have no executive in your organization, and a diamond has, I don't know, 2,000, 2,500 or 3,000 executives in his or her organization. And that was the point that I understood, that I have to go step by step and I have to become a executive factory. What do I mean by this? Every single people is able to sign up two people. There's a statistics in the world, generally in network marketing, that a brand new person is able to sign 2.8 new people. So by saying this, every single people, doesn't matter what background they have, what experience they have, they're able to find two people who want to make extra money and who want to change their lives, especially in these days. And we're speaking about 7.5 billion people. So the way I suggest to build for every single people to go for the bonuses is go 2 by 2 by 2 by 2, because you can sign two people very quickly. Then you achieve, obviously, the executive rank and you make the executive bonus. Now, once you do this, then you understand and you know how to do it because you already done that. So let's teach these two people exactly the same thing. Once you finish with that, then you go for the second two people and the third portion of two people and the fourth portion of two people. It's funny, but I'm a diamond heading to my double diamond rank, but still every single month I want to re-qualify theoretically as an executive. Because it's very simple, it's motivating. I know that we can do it. I know I can do it. I know every single people can do it. And then the bar is not that high. Meanwhile, the person who follows this type of concept just wakes up one day and opens his back office and says, wow, I'm a jade, or I'm a pearl, or I'm a sapphire. Because step by step, the way he puts his organization together will come out to a big result. And the way you build a business, when you're signing new people and your distributors are signing other new people, obviously you're creating volume. So not just the structure there, but the volume is there as well. So my suggestion is go simple, 2 by 2 by 2 by 2, and keep it up over and over and over again. And you just simply can't miss it.
I think though, very, very well said, and such wise words. And it doesn't have to be, as they say, I think there are a lot of people who like see the ruby and think that they should be going for that. No. Mm-hmm. And I love the simplicity of the 2 by 2. And yeah. We've spoken about that too. You need to be able to, you know, don't bite off more than you can chew. Just one step at a time. But what's important about just hitting that next, if you're an executive going to Jade or if you're a distributor going to executive, is you actually learn how to work the promotion. So the next time that we run one, you know what you're doing, and that goes even faster. And if you really, really want to learn something, teach someone else how to do it. Isn't it powerful? Like, I'm not brilliant at math, but if I sit down and I try and teach someone else how to do it, I actually get it myself.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Exactly. Absolutely. And you can only teach something what you have already done. You personally.
Yeah. That's true. But you can learn and teach. Like, if you've got a script in front of you and you're trying, you have to understand it in order to be able to teach it to someone else. And it forces you to understand it. That's the power. But, you know, it's whenever I think about somebody who's done well with the bonuses, I always think of Roland. I know that you have so much respect from the people who you work with. So I want to thank you for taking the time to come on our show today. I want to end really quickly here with Betty. Do you, you know, share some words of wisdom that you can for the people around the world? And how are you going to really promote this in your market now, even after hearing what Roland just said?
Yeah, first of all, Roland, you did amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. I think the main takeaway I got from that, and I hope you did too, is it is our responsibility, and we're able to, which is so great, to set ourselves up for success. You know, that's the bottom line. It's about having attainable goals and, you know, just going to that next rank. It's attainable. It is February 1st and you can so get there. I mean, I want you to know that you really can get there. And so, you know, Roland, fantastic. Bravo to you. That was really, really great. And thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's my pleasure. Absolutely. Thank you guys.
Absolutely. And, you know, in terms of some closing thoughts, as you were asking for, you know, I read this book called Zero to One by Peter Thiel. He was the co-founder of PayPal and many, many other initiatives. But anyway, there was a line in the book that really caught my attention. And it says that your future is nothing but a set of moments yet to come. And the way I took that is it meant that moment plus moment, let's think simple math, right? Yeah. Moment plus moment plus moment plus moment. So let's say today plus tomorrow plus tomorrow plus tomorrow is equals your future. I think sometimes in life, and I have done this as well too, we're waiting for that big moment to happen. We're waiting for diamond to happen. We're waiting for ruby to happen. When we hit diamond, everything's going to change. And until that happens, we're not quite happy. We're not satisfied. We feel so far. And when I read that, it kind of hit me in a huge way, where it really put things in perspective, where, you know, that diamond, let's just say, if that's the big goal that we're waiting for, it's what I do today plus what I do tomorrow plus what I do tomorrow. And it's these small actions that you can take every single day. Back to Roland's point of setting yourself up for success. What are you doing today to get there? And, you know, let's take our eyes off of diamond for a bit. I mean, it's good to have that goal or whatever your goal is. Have that there. And now let's work backwards. Okay, so how are we going to get there? You know, what am I going to do today? Who am I going to call today? What am I going to make a brand new list, right? Get over the fear, put it aside, you know, borrow some courage if you have to, right? And go do it. And so that's what I want you to take away today. It is February 1st. It is a brand new month. You have a brand new slate and you have an amazing promotion that, yes, you can earn. I mean, if you're at executive, go to Jade, go to that next level, whatever it is, get it done. And remember that your life is nothing but a set of moments yet to come, which means that right now, today, what you do after this call is probably the most important thing that you can think of. And so I want to challenge everybody, okay? I want to challenge you right now. What are you going to do as soon as this call is over? Go make a list. Go pick up that phone. You know, I one of the things that I've done, and I've heard some of our diamonds talk about this in a different way, is at times I'll give myself, if I know that I need to do a task that for whatever reason, let's just say I'm putting it off or I'm scared of something or whatever the case is, I'll give myself an hour. And I ask myself, Betty, if you were absolutely fearless, if you were absolutely confident, what would that fearless version of you do within that hour? And that fearless version of me would pick up the phone. It would do that. And I challenge you to make that list and give yourself just 1 hour today to go get some activity done. And what you will see is that literally your life, your career, your business can change within that 1 hour, because you took the activity, you took the initiative that will ultimately result in what you're really looking for. And so, you know, we're going to promote, you know, here in North America, I think in life, it's all about communication, in the smallest of forms, in the biggest of forms. And we want to get the message out there. We want, you know, everybody in North America and really the whole globe to have as much clarity as possible as to what is possible with Run to Ruby. So we are going to promote, we're going to talk to, you know, our leaders. We are going to just get the word out there. And more than anything, Lucy, it's about passion. You know, I'm sure you can tell from our call today, we're excited. Yeah. You know, we are excited. We are at Jeunesse. It is a 2021. It is a brand new month, Lucy. It's February. It is the love month. I mean, we are fired up. And so we are excited. We're passionate. We're going to drive the message home. And I want you to be fearless for the next hour. Make a list, make some phone calls, hit that next rank, and just get it done, because you can.